agenda items 2.1 through 2.5 were discussed at the September 27th committee meeting. Is there any item that anyone wants to remove for further discussion? Not, I'll call for
a... I'll make a motion.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? It's a unanimous vote. I call on John Osborne.
Yes, John's here.
John was here.
Yeah, he's... Some in the hall of the dog.
John's going to discuss and present item 2.6, which was not heard at the committee.
Chairman Porter and members of the board, good morning. The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, as you may have seen in the media, is in the process of finalizing their design. In fact, they have completed their design for a roundabout that would be constructed at the intersection of 31W and University Boulevard. It is a fully funded project, I might add, and so their plan is to proceed to implement this project in due course. They have come to us. Western owns a property that is adjacent to and connected to this intersection, and they have come to us and made us an offer to purchase the property that would be necessary to make the intersection, the roundabout, possible. In your agenda item, I have prepared, that was sent out in advance, an agenda item that has the details of the acquisition. However, I have discovered since I sent that to you, even though I double-checked it, that I transposed the number, and I need to give you another agenda item that Julia has updated. The difference between what I gave you initially and this is that on one of the parcels, I pulled the wrong number off of the state records in the appraisal, and it is less by $2,300. So the purchase price has been revised down $2,300 over what was in the agenda item I had placed in your packet. However, what that results in is that the four parcels will be made available to the state through this action, and the university will be compensated $463,100, which would compensate us for, as designated, I think you have a map in your book. In that map, it will show how they will acquire land as fee simple in the purple. There will be land acquired that will be for a permanent easement in the orange color. There will be land that will be set aside for a temporary easement. There will be a temporary easement and compensation for that as well. And then last but not least, the improvements that are on the property is also included in these numbers. So the compensation for all of that and the property as identified there at 0.85 acres is $463,100.
Work will begin when?
It is their intention to obviously acquire land first. They're in the process of doing that. In fact, they called me yesterday, and if you approve this today, they want to close on it on Monday. They are eager. They want to close on Monday with us. They are obviously proceeding with all the other property. Land acquisition will be wrapped up real soon. The next task, which will be one of the most expensive for them, is to relocate utilities, and that will take most of the calendar year of 14. But they want to have construction completed for both relocation of utilities and the roundabout by the end of calendar 14 and wrap up minor details with the project in spring of 15. It's a very aggressive schedule for traditional projects of this complex nature.
As a point of information, where does the $463,100 go after it is acquired, after the settlement?
It will come to the university. It will go into an account of our revenue accounts. Dr. Ransdell and I are planning to utilize a significant portion of this in the roundabout. You have a diagram of the intersection itself. There is an inner circle of that. We have already engaged consultants who will be assisting us in designing and placing, with the money and the proceeds of the sale, new signage and wayfinding signage and branding opportunities in this intersection. In other words, we think this is a very prominent entry to the university and included in the state project. There's no funding from the state to put what I would describe as WKU branding and wayfinding. So a significant portion of this will go towards that. We don't have a budget yet that's been identified. But beyond that, we have other street improvements and enhancements we thought we would apply that money to.
As consistent with our standard university practice is to keep funds dedicated to the purpose which generated them for the similar purposes. So wayfinding, make sure we get this intersection right from a campus entrance standpoint, and then campus lighting, campus streetscapes, walks, paving, other street-related expenses, it would be used for the similar purposes across campus for whatever is left after proper wayfinding is achieved in this intersection.
Is it possible to make the consideration to take portions of property that is being sold and used as an endowment, I mean just a small fraction for maintenance, continual maintenance and upkeep of these areas? It might be an idea. Again, this is chairman of the finance committee. It's just another way to ensure that we can keep the beauty of this campus, and I think that, when that opportunity presents itself, surpluses that are not expended might go to the endowment.
So coincidentally, the inner circle of the roundabout will become, as a result of our investment in it and what we're going to do, an attractive feature, but it will be our responsibility to maintain it. So your point's well made.
Thank you.
I have one question, if I may.
Certainly.
Was the only appraisal that was provided for this property from the Department of Transportation?
Yes, it was.
How old is it?
The appraisal was actually performed just 4 months ago.
Okay.
And it was performed by a person we have engaged to help us on numerous occasions when we acquire property. And per the tradition of the state and policy and practice, it has to be a state-approved appraiser. And our habit has been to utilize, typically even when we buy property, to use one appraisal of a state-approved appraisal.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was my next question, which you answered. Thank you.
Hello.
You're all so quiet.
We were waiting for you.
We've been waiting a long time.
Now the fun can start.
This is a little bit of an experiment with the state. The state has not done very many of these.
This will be the first roundabout in the Commonwealth of this size. There is other roundabouts, of course, but this is the first double lane and will be the largest roundabout in the entire Kentucky Transportation Cabinet system.
So I think if this works, I think you'll see more of these across the state. If not, you probably won't.
It works in Europe.
Right.
Well, they have data. They have data that is in here. The data that's in there on the facts about the lowered number of collisions and accidents and injuries and so forth is all coming from the Transportation Cabinet. That's not my data. I asked them to give me some information to give to you as background. And so, you know, it's inescapable if their data is accurate that this is going to be a much enhanced safety, improved safety intersection.
It's a bad intersection.
Let me say to you, 20 years ago, I was T-boned in this intersection and was seriously injured as a result of going through this intersection, coincidentally. Anyway, they are convinced that it will be a much improved intersection for traffic circulation, and they are preparing for what they are describing as enhanced traffic flows in the future. So this will enhance the safety as well as traffic circulation. And we think it's a very reasonable offer in terms of what they are acquiring.
Any other questions or entertain a motion to approve and authorize the president to take all actions necessary to transfer this land and to the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet for the appraisal amount of $163,100.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously.
Okay. I think there's an information item on the agenda following this related to the campus master plan. I have placed an updated campus master plan map at your station. Have you got one also in your agenda book? But the reason I've given you another one is that when the process of getting the previous map printed and put into the book, the colors just didn't quite come out right, and it was unable, in my opinion, to meet the standard we need for the legend. In other words, the legend is very important. This is by no means the only part of the campus master plan. We have a standing campus master plan committee that works regularly to keep the institution's master plan updated. This is merely one of the many documents and maps contained within it, but it's obviously one of the more prominent maps because this one map is of the main campus and it answers an enormous number of simple questions just by color coding it properly in terms of what does the university own, what do we not own, where are we looking to grow the campus, where are we looking to potentially acquire in the future property as available, where are we looking to build buildings, all those things. And so as far as time passes, you need to occasionally update it, and the committee has performed an update of the campus master plan map. The map that's being updated, that it's replacing, this will be replacing, is the map that was in the 2011 master plan as adopted by the board. So this map merely replaces and updates that map. It has is included a number of edits, not the least of which is we added obviously the roundabout that we just discussed. And beyond that, there are numerous changes related to even some names on streets have changed, building identifications. Those kinds of things have been changed. We had some indication of where we was going to do on the older map of primary electrical routes, and those have been completed. You know, so it's just merely an update. We think it's a helpful tool. This map that you're looking at now will be enlarged, framed, and put in the president's conference room. And it's amazing how many times we're in meetings and having conversations that until you point at the map, it's hard to get all of us focused on a particular point. So mapping is important. I want to compliment our folks in the Planning, Design, Construction Department in partnership with the committee that produced this map. They utilize a very powerful software system known as GIS, Geographic Information Systems. It is a tremendous tool. It lets us do a lot of things. The detail that's in this map, even to things like how are parking lots configured and sidewalks, etc., are all very helpful when we have conversations about even day-to-day operations, maintenance, planning for the future related to construction and renovation. So just by looking at this map, you can see many of those things. You can see where there are affiliated organizations near and adjacent to the campus. And future construction sites. So I simply provide this as an information item. I hope it's a useful tool.
What says want to be removed, John?
The,
what is that?
It is Tate Page Hall. Tate Page Hall has got a special note on it to be removed because once, and if everybody that's in that building knows it, but it is in our capital plan. It's the building to the left outside this window. It's in our capital plan and in our strategic plan that funding that becomes available from the state. What we will do is replace the College of Business. We will build the College of Business at the site that's located here. Okay. Once that's built, we will move the folks from the Grice Hall into it that are business college associated. Those that are not will go to Tate Page. Then we will renovate, as a result, Grice Hall. And as the long-range plan calls for, when Grice Hall is completed, we will move those folks back out of Tate Page into Grice Hall. and demo this building. This building has been targeted for that for quite some time.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
And it's swing space. We have literally, after building the new College of Education, we designated that building as swing space. We're keeping it functional and operational. Dennis George is in there. He'll tell you he's quite happy with it for the moment. But it is swing space.
Thank you.
I had a couple of questions, and I'm embarrassed I can't quite tell you what this is. Here next to the Alumni Center, this little yellow block that's not Hyatt Place, what is that?
That little block is intentionally put there because that's going to be a restaurant. It is.
Okay, so it doesn't exist. I feel better.
That's correct.
I'm like, I can't figure out what that is.
The yellow, Patty.
The little yellow that's attached to the garage.
It's attached to the garage.
There's a yellow block. This is Hyatt Place, and then there's this little yellow block right here.
If you go by there, you will see the steel superstructure framing already, much of it in place.
Okay, so that's the frame.
And it's sitting there.
I got it. Okay.
And it's on hold. That is a piece of property owned by the SPE2 part of the TIF District Development Program, and they are. I'm a member of that board. And the board is in the process of negotiations to try to put a restaurant and retail operation in there, which would be clearly part of the TIF benefit to it.
Right. Excellent. Thank you. The other question I had is down here on State Street, which is the old Phi Delta Theta house. I thought that sold into private hands.
Well, they haven't moved yet. So for the reason of purposes of accuracy,
this is a real-time map.
For the time, at the moment, they're still there. Phi Delta Theta has not moved yet. Okay. And until they do, we decided to keep it
active. It's a real-time map.
That part as a affiliated location.
Okay. Thanks.
That's really the last remaining
Northwind.
Yeah,
Greek property that we're trying to get out of the neighborhoods and into the Greek villages, if you will. For fraternities along Center and College Street, and for the sororities along Chestnut and Normal.
Yeah, because their new facility on Alumni Avenue is already yellowed on the map, too.
So. Yeah, but they haven't started on that one yet, so we're kind of anxious for them to get that one going.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Alumni Avenue is just another good example of a title name change that we had put on this map that was not on the old map, et cetera. So all those things, we have tried to... We got a committee of 15 people that always scrutinizes these kinds of maps for trying to keep them accurate and use them as a very helpful planning tool.
Thank you, John.
Hold on. Ridley. For the finance and budget.